Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Dueling decisions on abortion from Indiana and North Dakota. We're going to be talking about both on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, regarding Indiana, I just find this tragically hysterical. Planned Parenthood went to court and they wanted, there's a law there in Indiana, of course, right? That prohibits abortion except to preserve the life and health of the mother in cases of rape, incest, and fetal abnormalities. But Planned Parenthood went to court and they wanted this list of health issues expanded so that if someone has diabetes, mental health issues, preeclampsia, whatever, they wanted that to be legal, that woman could go and get an abortion in because of that medical issue.
Yeah, so Indiana Senate
it's
Bill
ridiculous.
SB1 went into effect in August of 2023, prohibits abortion except to preserve the health and life of the mother and in cases of rape and incest and fatal anomalies. But Planned Parenthood wanted the judge to rewrite the law and expand abortion. So they went to the court, and they didn't like the fact that this was too narrow. And they wanted the judge to literally rewrite the law so that it would include other things that are not included in the statute. So, judge, you need to actually open up the law so that if someone has diabetes, preeclampsia, autoimmune disorders, obstructive sleep apnea, mental illnesses, and more, they should all fall under the constitutionally protected abortions.
In Planned Parenthood's eyes, that is the quote-unquote answer to these health issues.
Yeah, and so that's what they said, that these should be constitutionally protected. Well, the judge disagreed with them. He said, no, experts on both sides agree that abortion is not the only way to treat these conditions. In her ruling, Judge Hanlon stated that there could be situations where physicians may want to perform an abortion, but that there had not been a single medical condition identified that fell outside the law's set of exceptions while simultaneously being necessary to preserve the life or health of the mother.
You know, Planned Parenthood also didn't like the fact that the women had to go to hospital to have an abortion for one of these exceptions. They wanted them to be able to have them in their facilities. So you see where they're going here. Bottom line, more money.
Yeah,
more money.
And the judge said, and this is a female judge that wrote this, regarding mental health conditions, the judge said that the current scientific consensus does not prescribe abortion as a direct treatment for any mental health problem. Plaintiffs have not shown that there's a single mental health concern that must be treated with abortion.
There's really
the
no stopping them, is there?
No, but this is the absurdity of
no
Planned Parenthood.
Them.
So the judge, rejected Planned Parenthood's request that, you know, Planned Parenthood literally wanted the judge to go in there and rewrite the statute.
Right.
This is the epitome of an activist ideology. Judge, you know, we have this law here, but we want you to actually write some additional exceptions. The state legislature and the governor that signed it, they didn't include those exceptions, but you need to include them.
Yeah.
And if someone has a mental health condition, well, there may be a situation where abortion is necessary to treat that. And the judge just like, no, that's ridiculous.
Or sleep apnea? Really?
Sleep apnea.
What does that have to do with anything?
That you're going to get an abortion to stop sleep apnea?
They have just crossed too many lines.
Is that like a temporary sleep apnea? Is that a permanent sleep apnea? Did you have sleep apnea before? You know, this is the absurdity of it.
What's really tragic, if a woman had an abortion, she's really going to have trouble sleeping after that.
Well, you know, and they
you know
wanted
I mean?
To make all these other exceptions. This is Planned Parenthood's MO, and that is a very extreme pro-abortion at any cost up to birth and even during birth.
Right.
And they want you to pay for it as well. I mean, even, for example, in Michigan, where they had an amendment that was issued Now the ACLU has filed suit challenging parental consent, and there's also challenges to force the state to fund abortion. They passed this amendment saying, oh, no, it's not going to have any of that effect. Well, you know what? Once these amendments get put in, these constitutional state amendments, they have broad language. Planned Parenthood and the ACLU will litigate to try to expand them, and this is just one example. So it's a good ruling from this judge in Indiana. On the other hand, the good news here to begin with is that there are no abortion clinics in North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a law, and a judge in North Dakota, a lower court judge, recently said that the near total abortion ban is going to be struck down under the state constitution. The North Dakota judge struck down the state's near total abortion ban recently, saying the state constitution gives women a, quote, fundamental right to choose abortion, close quote, before fetal viability. I wonder really where does he get that, because it's not there. It says restrictions of the right is a, quote, violation of medical freedom, close quote. Well, this is the state district judge, Bruce Romanek. And he declared the law enacted by the legislature last year as unconstitutionally void for vagueness. The statute made the procedure illegal in all cases except rape or incest when the woman has been pregnant for less than 6 weeks or when the pregnancy poses a serious physical health threat. Doctors and other healthcare professionals found to be in violation of the law could be charged with a felony, then face up to 5 years in prison and a maximum fine of $10,000.
You know, how does a judge sleep with himself at night?
I wonder the same thing on this.
You know, and I pray they're going to challenge this, because this is just this is ridiculous to be able to say, okay, you can go ahead and kill children. You have a right to do that.
Well, here's the thing. The Red River Women's Clinic, it's an abortion clinic. It is located in Moorhead, Minnesota, and it's been there since August of 2022. The clinic left Fargo, North Dakota, because of the state's near total abortion mm-hmm. ban on abortions. So the state argued, properly so, for the dismissal of the case, given the fact that Red River Women's Clinic is no longer even in the state.
Yeah, it has no more abortion
How do they
facilities.
Have standing? How do they have an injury
yeah.
when they're not in the state?
I don't know.
They're in another state. It's like somebody else from another state filing suit in a state that's nearby, challenging the abortion laws. They have no standing to do so. And in fact, even if the judge were to rule in their favor, it doesn't give them anything that they're able to do because they're in another state. They're not located in North Dakota. This is a no-brainer.
But like you said, the state constitution does not, even though the judge said this, does not give women a fundamental right to choose abortion. State constitutions and the U.S. Constitution are about protecting life. Without life, we have no other rights.
Well, this is, yeah, it's totally ridiculous. This judge missed in many respects, should have never gotten to the constitutional issue because there's a standing issue.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be a business in another state and then file in this state to say that you want to do abortions. You have no standing. And number two, as you said, you can't distort the Constitution of North Dakota to say, well, you have a fundamental right to choose an abortion before viability.
Yeah, show me that
Seriously,
line.
Seriously, where
show
is that in the Constitution?
Yeah.
Where is the word viability in the Constitution? It's not there. It's not there at all. And so, fortunately, the word is that North Dakota, thankfully, will file an appeal. Attorney General Drew Wigley said that they will appeal. He says a careful reading of Judge Romanek's decision reveals flaws in his analysis and interpretation of controlling precedent. He said in a statement, the opinion, he says, inappropriately cast aside the law crafted by the legislative branch of our government. Liberty Counsel, we already are preparing to file an amicus brief in defense of North Dakota's law. It is a good law, and it needs to be upheld. It certainly doesn't violate their state constitution, and frankly, it should have been thrown out from the very get-go. For more information, I encourage you to go to some of our websites. We have one specifically for Florida, since we're very involved in Florida for abortion, lc.org/FL Amendment for Florida Amendment. /FL amendment. And for all the other states that are having these abortion initiatives on the ballot, it's lc.org/abortion amendments. That's abortion amendments. There's a number of states, depends upon how they're counted, about 10 states that have these abortion initiatives on the ballot. We're preparing lots of information and resources for all these different states to defend life. Again, that's lc.org/FL amendment for Florida, and or lc.org/abortion amendments for the rest of the nation.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.